My loves, let me ask you something. Are you ready to dive deep? Or do you feel like you need some time away from the people, place, and things that make up your current life? It could be both. You're like, I need to get the fuck away from everything and everyone. And I'm also ready to take my spiritual path to the next degree, honey. Okay? Regardless of what it is, I got you. There's two legendary, amazing, delicious opportunities for us to practice together in person this year. The first one is at the iconic Omega Institute in New York, upstate New York. And the second one is in Mykonos, Greece, honey. And both of these retreats are going to be a combination of the spiritual dance practice, also known as the SAT method, also known as the spiritual workout, and Dharma talks. So let me break this down for you. The SAM method, for those of you who are like, what the fuck is that? It's a practice. It's an experience. It's a performance art healing experience that I created that combines ecstatic dance, meditation, breath work, and mantra. And these four practices are here to activate, amplify, and energize the four qualities in your heart, according to Buddhist psychology, which are love, compassion, joy, and wisdom. So during the retreat, And upstate New York is 5 days, 6 days, 5 nights. And Greece is 8 days, 7 nights. I'm going to tell you more about this in a second. But during the retreat, we're going to dance twice a day, okay? And dance as much as you want. Move as much as you want. But the whole purpose of the movement is for you to actualize what you learn during the theory part, where we're going to sit around and I'm going to explain to you through the my interpretation and my understanding, my studies of Buddhist psychology. I'm going to give you all that I know during that dedicated, retreat time away from the people, place, and things that make up your current experience. You're going to be devoted towards your heart, towards your liberation. Therefore, you're going to be able to then actualize that which you learned during theory in the dance floor, and then you're going to be able to bring that all back into your life once you leave the retreat. Going to retreat has been one of the best things that I've ever done for myself. It has changed my life. And you've heard, if you're a listener, an avid listener to the podcast, you've heard me talk about going on retreats over and over again. If you've read my books, you know that going on spiritual retreats is how we take our practice to the next level. Oftentimes, we do need to take time away from people, place, and things that make up our current life in order for us to truly discover who are we really and what is it that I want to do in my life. And maybe you're like, I already know who I am and I'm already happy with what I'm doing in my life, but you want to actually bring more joy, more bliss. You actually want to be happier, more playful, more lighthearted, lightheartedness into your life. These retreats are for you. You can either come to one or you can come to both. It doesn't matter. The point of the SAM method, the spiritual workout, the spiritual dance practice, is for us to say fuck off to people that says that when you are a disciplined spiritual practitioner, you become more serious. That is a lie. Okay. The truth is, the deeper you become, the deeper you enter into the spiritual path, and the more you're disciplined about your spiritual liberation, the more playful and lighthearted and more smiles and more humor and more laughter your life becomes filled with. Okay. So click the links in the show notes, and I hope to see you in upstate New York at the iconic legendary Omega Institute. Let me tell you the dates. Upstate New York is June 19th. Through the 24th, okay? And Greece is October 8th through October 15th, okay? And if you have any questions or concerns about the retreats, when you click the link in the show notes, or so you can visit my Instagram bio or my TikTok bio to get all the details for the retreats. If you have questions, just go onto the retreats website and click over there to find out how you can talk to the retreat producers. They're both amazing powerhouse companies that are producing my retreats. They'll be able to help you with anything you need, okay? I love you all so much, and I cannot wait to practice with you and get free with you. Love you. Peace. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Spiritually Sassy Show. The following podcast was recorded live on Quilt.
When I speak about prayer, I'm speaking about a moment of crossroads, a moment of where we feel like we are out of resources, where we feel like we don't have what it takes to go to the next level, where we feel like I've tried everything I could. I need a miracle. And when we sit down to pray, we're saying, I'm ready for a miracle. I'm willing to experience a miracle. I'm willing to experience a change of heart. I'm willing to see myself different. I'm willing to see this experience different. I'm willing to let go of my resistance to change. And I'm willing to re-enter the flow of life. I'm willing to open myself up to experiencing the beauty of life, not to be holding on and hooked to the flaws and everyone's mistakes and my mistakes. I'm willing to let go of the past in such an easeful and gentle way that I experience the present moment without any psychological residue of the past, that I'm willing to be so deeply profound in the present that I'm not worried about the future. So a mindset of prayer is an affirmation, is a confirmation, is a connection, is asking for support from the unseen world. You're asking for support for the unseen world. And when you are in a mindset of prayer, when you are praying, well, you actually are in full recognition that what meets the eye isn't the full truth. What you hear isn't the full truth, that everything that comes through your senses is not the full truth, that there's many, many deeper and deeper layers of the truth at every given moment. So when we are praying, we are saying, I recognize that my perceptions lead to pain. That unless my perceptions are fully trained, and unless my mind is completely recalibrated, and unless I'm fully at ease in congruency and in connection with my heart, the way I'm interpreting life, the way I'm seeing life, the way I'm hearing life, the way my senses are processing life, it could lead to pain. It could be filled with misunderstanding and filled with misinformation. So when we're opening ourselves to prayer, we're asking for a purification. And it's two sides to this, right? We are communion. We are connecting and in communion with the unseen world, right? With the forces of reality that are beyond our comprehension, and they're beyond language, and they're beyond our thoughts and our feelings. And it's opening ourselves up to you know, when we experience a feeling of warmth. You know, when we experience goosebumps, you know, when we experience synchronicity, you know, when we experience a smile from a stranger, but it feels like this ancient friend that we've known our whole lives. You know, when we experience the kindness from a stranger, and it feels like it's an ancient friend looking out for us. You know, those moments that we feel completely supported by life. These are the ways that we are opening ourselves. And someone who's so hooked on their past and so trapped by their future, who's so not in the present moment, this connection to strangers and synchronicity and the warmth of life and seeing beauty where most people only see ugliness and flaws and mistakes, this only happens when you are deeply present. This only happens when you are deeply present. This only happens when you actually are willing to recognize that there's more to life than what meets the eyes. Are we communicating? Are we going somewhere here? Yes? Okay, so the practice of prayer, to begin our practice, is to recognize that there are forces that are beyond our comprehension that can be of support to us. You know, and these are our support systems. They're always around us. And as we meditate, as we forgive, as we enter into presence, we're able to be in communion, in connection with these unseen forces. So we're connected to the unseen world and having the support of the unseen world to help us with the world that's seen with the eyes in our face. You know, and there's a part of the Heart Sutra in Buddhism. It's called emptiness is form and form is emptiness. And this emptiness is form and form is emptiness. This is kind of this ongoing dialogue with the with life. This understanding that what meets the eye isn't the whole truth. So when we're praying, this lost art of prayer that we're doing here together today, we're opening ourselves up. We're opening our mind and our hearts and our bodies to see ourselves on the world in a way that we have not seen before, and to be surprised. And we're opening ourselves up to be spontaneously surprised, right? So the purpose of prayer, in my view, is to awaken, to call upon a support system, and having the support system open our minds in such a way that we become selfless servants, that we're better ushers of the new age, of the Dharma of the new age, that we're becoming better support systems for ourselves in the world, that we are actually be able to enter the world as with altruism, with true saintliness, with this true awakefulness of these godly qualities, that the whole purpose of our lives is to help other people, that we recognize that. So when we meditate, we're coming to a place of stillness. We're purifying our mind. We're opening our heart. And when we pray, we are imprinting our mind stream, and we are opening ourselves up to a connection to the ineffable, to the transcendent, to the unseen world. Right? Are we communicating? Is this landing for you, or is this too far out? Are we there? Is this working for you? Is this landing for you? So, starting from here, right? And the first thing that we have to do in order for us to sort of enter into this mindset of prayer is to just take a moment to just say, I forgive myself for all the harm that I've caused myself. So you may just repeat that after me. I forgive myself for all the harm that I've caused myself. Please forgive me to all those people who have caused harm. And I forgive you all people who have caused me harm. So the practice of forgiveness is already opening you up. It's already cracking you open to experience yourself and all of life in a different way. It's releasing the hook of the past. Because how can you be a servant of the Dharma of the New Age? How can you be an usher, a leader in the Dharma of the New Age, in this new phase of humanity, if you're hooked in the past? And again, the forgiveness practice is something that there's many layers, but I'm making it super short just so you get into the groove of this. And then it's a moment of appreciation. Just go through levels of appreciation. You know, I appreciate the scarf that I have around me right now. I appreciate the flowers. I appreciate the sunlight. I appreciate the clean air. I appreciate this phone. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate my room. I appreciate my pillows. I appreciate my blanket. I appreciate all the sticky notes with all these amazing ideas that I put it on my wall. I appreciate this table that I'm on. I appreciate my blue nail polish. I appreciate the coffee that I've had this morning. I appreciate the text message that I've had with my mom this morning. I appreciate the cuddles that I've had with my boyfriend this morning. I appreciate the car that I have. I appreciate the money that I have. I appreciate my wisdom. I appreciate my clarity. I appreciate my ability to communicate with kindness and fierceness. I appreciate these glasses that I have to help me to see better. I appreciate my strength and courage to speak up. I appreciate the choice and vulnerability to speak about prayer. Go through levels of appreciation in your own life right now. You know, I appreciate the kitchen filled with food. You know, I appreciate the garden that I have in my new house. I appreciate this beautiful, huge tree that I have in my front yard. I appreciate looking at my phone and seeing so many beautiful people, so many beautiful faces, so many incredible leaders of the Dharma of the New Age, so many incredible people wanting to become saints in order to be of benefit to all people. So go through that space, right? Go through that, this appreciation. So we forgive and we appreciate. This opens you up, right? And then we kind of just say the dharma of the new age. The new age is this new age that we're experiencing right now, where people are fully awakening, right? Where the systems are crumbling, where we are not, where we're able to talk like this and not be seen as crazy, but be seen as people who have innovation and who are visionary and who are creative geniuses. We're able to, so when I speak about the new age, I'm speaking about an age where all the old is falling apart and all the systems are crumbling. And so a new system, a new way could arise, right? And then the dharma are the practices. The dharma is the word. It's the set of practices. So we're speaking about an age of new practice, an age of new techniques, an age of new systems, right? Systems that are connected and in congruency with our hearts, in complete congruency and in deep marriage and relationship with our saintliness, with our godliness, with who we are at the base of our being, with these awakened Buddhas that we truly are at the base of our being, right? So understanding that. To round this up a little bit more, to pray is to ask for support so we can be better instruments in the world. You know, to pray is to lock in who we truly are at the base of our being. And we are communicating and coming into alignment and in communion with these unseen beings, some of them who have walked Earth, some of them who haven't walked Earth in the physical form. And when we are in this community, we're already opening ourselves up to understand that reality isn't what meets the eye. I've already said this before, but just understand this. So a prayer is it's this deep connection, and it's this megaphone of asking for support, understanding that we're worthy of support, and understanding that we're worthy of supporting other people. So it's recognition that we're loving and lovable, and love is who we are. It's recognition that we are instruments of peace, that we are instruments of love. And when we meditate and we forgive and we do all these different spiritual practices, we're coming to this place of stillness. And then we have this perfect ability to communicate on a spiritual megaphone. It's like we're picking up the spiritual cell phone and we're communicating with the unseen world. And then as we are in this communication with the unseen world, then we're putting our prayers, what lands for us, what locks in for us, what downloads for us, what lands for us in our communion with prayer, we're putting it on a spiritual megaphone. So that's the next step of prayer, is asking for support to actualize our godliness, to actualize our saintliness. And then it's about putting it on a spiritual megaphone and blasting it to all people everywhere. It's like you're depositing money on everyone's bank account. That's the purpose of the prayer as well. All right. Are we in agreement? Are we in congruency? Are we in alignment? Is this working for you? So here's what we're going to do now. We're going to begin the prayer. And the prayer, the way we're going to begin this prayer, you again may just say yes, agree, or maybe. But I just invite you to just see how it lands for you as we go through all these layers, okay? So to all the saints and sages, all ascended masters, all gods and goddesses, all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all wise beings who make up the wisdom council, who are here to support us, who have unwavering faith that we have everything it takes for us to be ushers of the Dharma of the New Age, I ask for your support. So we start here with Gautama Buddha, the fourth Buddha. Please sanctify my ignorance so I can be an instrument of perfect light and wisdom. So sanctify, it's to make holy. It's to transform our ignorance into a holy orientation. So we can truly become an instrument of perfect light and perfect wisdom. So the sanctification of everything, every layer that we're going to go through in this prayer, it's an openness of perspective. It's a miracle mindset. It's choosing to look at it from a different view so we can truly learn something from it, so we can enter the world as better versions of ourselves. So Gautama Buddha, sanctify my ignorance so I can be an instrument of your perfect light and perfect wisdom. Dear Jesus, please sanctify my despair so I can be an instrument of forgiveness and perfect love. Dear Jesus, please sanctify my despair so I can be an instrument of forgiveness and perfect love. Mary Magdalene, please sanctify my sexual trauma so I can feel safe in my body. Dear Mary Magdalene, please sanctify my sexual trauma so I can feel safe in my body. Dear Goddess Green Tara, please sanctify my suffering so I can be an instrument of perfect kindness. Dear Maitreya Buddha, sanctify my path so I can be an instrument of initiation. Dear Bodhisattva Vajrapani, sanctify my weakness so I can be an instrument of power for those who are weak. Dear Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, sanctify my selfishness so I can be an instrument of perfect compassion. Dear Bodhisattva Manjushri, sanctify my eyes so I can see myself and the world more clearly. Dear Lord Ganesha, sanctify my obstacles so I can see them as blessings. Dear Goddess Lakshmi, sanctify my money so I can be a better servant of the Dharma of the New Age. Dear Lord Shiva, please sanctify my fear of dying so I can live well while I'm still alive. Dear Saint Anandamayi Ma, please sanctify my sorrows so I can experience perfect joy and become an instrument of perfect joy. Dear Goddess Kali, Dark Goddess, destroy all demons in forms of worries that clutter my mind so I can be an instrument of perfect faith. Dear Archangel Michael, protect us and support us with your arm of angels. Dear Goddess Aphrodite, please sanctify my insecurities so I can be an instrument of perfect intimacy. Dear Transcendent, Ineffable One, teach me your ways so I can be of service to your great plan for the highest good of all. Amen. Om Aum, and so it is.
I'm Sadhu Simone, and you've been listening to The Spiritually Sassy Show. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. And join me next Sunday for another Spiritually Sassy conversation. Thank you so much for listening, and I love you.